They have granted Tree Minerals approval to proceed with their proposed mine, their iron ore mine, affecting an area of about 152 hectares at Nelson Bay River in northwest Tasmania.
There was, the reason the initial approval was overturned was because the consideration or adequate consideration wasn't given. Do you think that you've given enough time to reconsider the mine?
Yes, I have. I've taken pretty strong legal advice about the implications of the federal court decision, and I've spent considerable time over the past couple of weeks reading all of the material that is relevant according to departmental advice, and also all of the material pointed out by the federal court. So I'm very confident that I've taken into account all of the information I need to be making this decision.
Are you anticipating that there will be another appeal, though, from the Tarkai National Coalition against your approval today?
Well, that's a matter for them, but this approval is subject to about 30 very strict conditions, the most significant of which regulate traffic in and around the mine site, and I'm confident that these will greatly reduce any threat by vehicles to wildlife, including the Tasmanian devil. And because of these and a number of other conditions for that matter, we'll be able to ensure that there are strong environmental protections in place for development that has significant economic potential for northwestern Tasmania.
Those 30 strict conditions you're talking about, how do they alter from the previous approval that was granted?
Well, they broadly reflect the previous approval, though I've strengthened a particular condition about the way in which staff will travel to and from the mine site to ensure that unless there is pre-approval in place from the department for private vehicles or company vehicles that are operationally required, every staff member will be required to use the bus, which will greatly reduce traffic impacts in the area.
So how much of an impact will that have then on traffic?
Well, it will greatly reduce the traffic. I know one of the concerns raised with me when I was in northwest Tasmania was that staff would be using private vehicles to travel to and from work at the mine site, and that would pose a significant threat to wildlife, including Tasmania. For that reason, I've imposed a condition that all staff will be required to use a single bus provided by the company unless there are operational reasons for particular staff, probably quite senior staff, to use a different company vehicle.
Do you think that you've got the balance right here between the development and also conservation values?
I'm very confident that with the conditions, the 30 strict conditions we've put in place, that there are strong environmental protections for a development that has significant economic potential for northwest Tasmania. In doing this, I'm very confident we've got the balance right.
Have you been in contact with Tree yet to discuss this with them?
Well, I've communicated with Sri and with other ministers of the Commonwealth and the Tasmanian government, as I'm required to do by law, but I've not done anything beyond my legal obligations by way of communication.